purpose of this recording is to help you relax and demonstrate the power of your own mind in helping you to lose weight. This session will also help prepare you for the full 6-session weight loss hypnosis program offered by lifeislaboratory.com. Ideally, you should listen to this recording once per day for 21 days, and if you miss a day here or there, it's not a problem. Now, for some people, they will notice significant changes by simply listening to this recording once, whereas for others, they may listen many times before they notice the changes becoming automatic. And even if you do notice the changes immediately, it is still advisable to continue listening to the recording for 21 days. Now, if you listen to the recording and it's your bedtime, it's okay if you fall asleep, as your subconscious mind never sleeps, and the suggestions will be absorbed with the same effect. And because of the relaxation involved in this program, it is very important that you never listen to this recording when driving or operating machinery, or at any other times when you need to maintain awakened concentration. Only listen to this program when you can safely relax completely. Now, if for any reason you need to emerge from this relaxed state before the end of the recording, you will do so immediately and attend to whatever needs to be done in a relaxed and calm manner. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. And it is important to know that some people can see very clear pictures in their mind. They are very visual. Other people can't see any pictures. They just get an impression of what is going on around them. And most people are somewhere in the middle. But everybody can imagine. So whatever way your mind works, when I ask you to imagine something, it's perfect for you. And that is how your mind processes information. Now take a long, deep breath. Fill up your lungs. Hold that breath to the mental count of 4 and allow your eyes to close normally and naturally. Then slowly exhale that breath, allowing your whole body to relax, and send a wave of relaxation from the top of your head through your forehead, your cheeks, your chest, your stomach, down through your legs, your knees, into your ankles and feet. And now we can deepen this relaxation much more. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, allow this to be your signal to let this relaxation to become 10 times deeper. And all you have got to do is want it to happen, and you can make it happen very easily. So when you're ready, take a deep breath and hold it. And nice and gently open your eyes. Now close them and let that breath go. And that's good. And now just imagine your whole body is covered in a warm blanket of relaxation. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes again. And this time when you close your eyes, double the relaxation you have. Make it become twice as deep. So when you're ready, take a deep breath and hold it. Now open your eyes, close them, and let that breath go. And let every muscle become so relaxed that as long as you choose to hold on to that relaxation, every muscle is totally relaxed. And that's good. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes one more time. And this time, when you close your eyes, double the relaxation you have. Make it become twice as deep. So when you're ready, take a deep breath, hold it, open your eyes, close them, and let that breath go, and double your relaxation, and let every muscle become so relaxed that as long as you hold on to that relaxation, every muscle is totally relaxed, and that's good. Now I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I count, just allow your mind and body to relax a little bit more. And don't try and make it happen. Notice how it happens all by itself. And the deeper you relax, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you can allow yourself to relax. Not because I say so, but this is the very nature of your mind and body to enjoy these deeper levels of relaxation. So 10 now, going deeper and deeper. And 9 now, just relaxing more and more with each number. And 8 now, all the way down, down and down. And 7 now, just relaxing deeper and deeper. And 6 now, just going deeper and deeper. And 5, just relaxing more and more. And 4, relaxing more and more, deeper and deeper. And 3, just letting go. And 2, all the way down now. And 1, deeper and deeper. And that's good. Now I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine or pretend. And it's important to understand that some people are very visual and they can make very clear pictures in their mind. And other people can't. They just get an impression of what's going on. But we can all imagine. Now I want you to imagine you're somewhere out in the countryside, somewhere out in nature. Somewhere where the sky is an incredible blue and there's one or two fluffy clouds floating by, and it's a wonderful place, a place full of peace and tranquility. And there's a little river, a little stream meandering by, and the water runs over some rocks, generating some eddies of foam that glisten in the sunlight. And there's some birds and trees and flowers and butterflies. And imagine lying down in this place now and feeling just so relaxed and so at peace. And maybe you can hear the birds singing. And maybe you can feel a gentle breeze on your face. And notice the butterflies as they go from flower to flower. And maybe you can smell the flowers, feeling so relaxed and so at peace. Now imagine in this place, pretend that you fall into a peaceful, natural sleep. And even though you will never be asleep in this place, just pretend you're going to sleep. And you know, when you sleep, you dream. And imagine now you're dreaming. And you know that when you dream, everything's possible. There are no limitations. And I want you to imagine now you're standing at the top of a staircase. And not an ordinary staircase, but the staircase of relaxation. And this is your own personal staircase. And I want you to decorate it any way you want. Put nice soft carpet of your favorite color on it. Hang your favorite pictures on the wall. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I count, I want you to imagine taking a step down this staircase. And with each step you take, I just want you to notice how you relax a little bit more. And don't try and make it happen. Just notice how it happens all by itself. Now some people, when they imagine this, they imagine themselves walking down the steps very clearly. And notice how they relax more with each step. And other people kind of feel like they're floating down the stairs and just feel themselves relaxing more and more. And other people's minds can wander and they just relax more with each number. And whatever way it is for you is fine, because that's just how your mind works. So get ready to take the first step now. And 10, going deeper and deeper. And 9, mind relaxing and body relaxing. And 8, now just letting go. And 7, all the way down now. And 6, just going deeper and deeper down. And 5 now, even deeper. And 4, just relaxing more and more. And 3, down deeper and deeper. And 2, each step relaxing you more and more. And 1, and that's good. I want you to notice how every breath you exhale just takes you deeper and deeper relaxed. And every breath relaxes you more and more. And every sound that you hear just relaxes you more and more. Any external sounds such as traffic or phones ringing, any sounds whatsoever can help and guide you deeper relaxed. Because you know that the outside world is still turning as you relax more and more with every breath you exhale. Now it's interesting when you look at the difference between a slim person who loves exercise and eats well and a person who is overweight and hates exercise. The difference is their minds and time. Now imagine if the overweight person had their thoughts changed so that they ate well and loved exercise. In a year's time, they would have lost all that weight. Now imagine if a slim person had their thoughts changed so that they ate too much, ate the wrong types of food and stopped exercising. In 1 year, that person would be overweight. So the difference between someone who is overweight and the correct weight is simply their mind and time. Now I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more. And each suggestion goes deep into your subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. So 5 now, going deeper and deeper. And 4 now, each suggestion getting stronger. And 3 now, even deeper now. And 2 all the way down now. And 1. Good. And as we continue, just allow each breath you take to automatically take you deeper and deeper relaxed. Now, flea trainers have observed a predictable and strange habit of fleas while training them. Fleas are trained by putting them in a cardboard box with a top on it. The fleas will jump up and hit the top of the cardboard box over and over again. And as you watch them jump and hit the lid, something becomes obvious. The fleas continue to jump, but they're no longer jumping high enough to hit the lid. Apparently, repetitive headaches force them to limit the height of their jumps. So when you take off the lid, the fleas continue to jump, but they won't jump out. And why is that? It's because they've conditioned themselves to jump so high, and so that is all they can do. Now you may have tried to lose weight many times in the past, and you may now believe it's not possible. But just like the fleas have put limits on themselves, you may have put a mental limit on yourself. Now remember, this is only a mental limit. It is not real. And running the 4-minute mile was a major mental limit for humans for many years. And there were even scientists who could prove that a human was not capable of breaking the 4-minute mile. However, one human broke it, and all of a sudden over 100 more ran a mile under 4 minutes within the next year. And that's because the mental barrier was gone. So we're now breaking up any old habits or limits that you have. We're destroying these limits. You know, if you were to eat fewer calories than you use, you would lose weight. End of story. And any other limits or false beliefs are not real. They are illusions that you're breaking up. You have free will and the freedom to choose to rise above these limits and see the truth. You are capable of achieving anything you put your mind to. And you now put your mind to living a healthy life. And automatically, by living a healthy life, you become the size and shape that you want to be. Now I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more. And each suggestion goes deep into your subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. And 5 now. Going deeper and deeper. And 4 now. Each suggestion getting stronger. And 3 now. Even deeper now. And 2 now. All the way down, down and down. And 1 now. And that's good. And as we continue, allow each breath you take to automatically take you deeper and deeper relaxed. So imagine for a moment you're going on holiday tomorrow, somewhere where there's a beach. And imagine now you're on that beach and doing some exercise. And you can imagine going for a walk or a run, a cycle or any exercise that suits you. Imagine getting tired and sitting down on the beach and just watching the world go by. And notice a few small fluffy clouds in the sky. Imagine you can hear some birds in the distance. Notice the water coming in and going out. And notice something interesting about its rhythm. It matches your breathing exactly. And just sitting there watching the world go by, just feeling so wonderfully relaxed. So wonderfully relaxed. And a person comes over and sits down close to you, and it's someone around the same age as you, the same body type as you, the same general health as you, and they say hello and you say hello back, and you start to chat, and soon, even though you've never met this person before, it feels like you're talking to an old friend. It feels like 15 minutes have passed. But when you look at your watch, you see that it's actually 2 hours. And they ask you if you want to go and get something to eat. And you say, sure. And you walk up to a place that is a bar and a restaurant. And part of it is open air and part is covered. And you have a great chat and notice how much you have in common. And you order a good healthy meal, like a salad with some chicken or fish. And your friend orders a large stodgy food. Greasy, fatty food with chips. And your friend asks you, why are you not having a proper meal? And you say that you've decided to be healthy and to lead a healthy life. And your new friend asks you, you know, why don't you start your diet after your holiday? I plan to go on a diet after this holiday. Come on, have a proper meal. Life's too short. Why don't you just enjoy yourself? And you think that maybe they are right. Maybe you should start living a healthy life after your holiday. But you stick to your resolve and you say no. And you watch your friend eating. And you notice how much they're not even tasting their food. It's like a race. And you notice how it looks like they're trying to fill an emptiness inside. And that emptiness is not hunger. They have a large dessert full of sugar. And some of it drips down the side of their mouth. And each course you have, your friend says the same thing to you. He says, come on, have a proper meal. Life's too short. Why don't you just enjoy yourself? And sometimes you think that they might be right, but you stick to your resolve. And you say no. And you go to bed that night and you have a good night's sleep, waking up feeling refreshed and looking forward to the day ahead. And you get up the next day and you do some exercise and you meet with your friend in the afternoon. And you go and do some sightseeing. And you have a great time. But every time you go for a meal, your friend says, come on, have a proper meal. Life's too short. Why don't you just enjoy yourself? And it almost becomes like a joke between ye, as both of you know it's never going to happen. And you've decided to live a healthy life. And you get up the next day and you notice something wonderful has happened. Your blood sugar has stabilized in your body and you feel great and you feel free. And you meet up with your friend a few more times during the holiday and you notice that you just have to slow down just that little bit for them to keep up, as your energy levels have increased. And they eat more and more and you feel a bit sad for them, as they never seem to be fully satisfied. And at the end of your holiday, you say goodbye to your friend and you return back home. You've had a great time. And every day you feel more proud of yourself. And every day you feel more and more confident in yourself. And you enjoy your life so much more. And days pass by and the days turn into weeks. And you notice your energy levels increasing. And you just feel fitter and fitter. And you notice that you start to look like you want to look like. And you feel like how you want to feel like. And you eat healthily and love to exercise. And the weeks turn into months, and the months turn into a year. And 1 year passes by of healthy living, looking exactly how you want to look like, and feeling how you want to feel. And notice others complimenting you on how well you look. And you decide to go back to the same place on holiday, and you find yourself on the beach doing some exercise. You love this place. It's perfect for you. You can do exercise in the morning, go sightseeing in the afternoon. There are many fantastic restaurants that you enjoy in the evening. Then there's the type of nightlife that you really enjoy. And you have all the energy and the strength and vitality that you need to enjoy this place. And you make a decision that you'll come back to this place every year because you love this place. And it's your last day and you are walking on the beach and you hear your name being called. And you look up and you notice that it's your friend that you met last year. You run over to them and you say hello. And you feel really happy to see them. And they tell you how well you look, how fit and healthy you look, and how there's a real sparkle of life in your eye. And you smile because you know it's true. And you say the same about them. But you're only being polite, as they seem to have aged a lot. They seem to have put on a lot of weight. And you decide to go for a meal, and as you go to the restaurant, you have to slow right down just so they can keep up with you. And you get to the restaurant, and you order a good healthy meal, like a salad with some chicken or fish, and your friend orders a large stodgy food, greasy fatty food with chips, and you tell them how wonderful your life is. They, however, are not so happy. They say they're not coming back to this place. They say, I think this place is for young people. They say, life for them seems a bit of a drag. And your meals arrive and they ask, why are you not eating proper food? And you laugh and say that you've not eaten that type of junk food for a long time. And they say, come on, you're on holidays, have one, life's too short. Why don't you just enjoy yourself? And the moment they say that, you notice tears welling up in their eyes. And soon the tears start flowing down their face. They get very upset because for the first time in their life, they can see the truth. And they believe that eating this unhealthy food was in some way helping them to enjoy their life. But now they can see the reality. And both of you started out around the same level. And they can see the difference. They get very upset. They say things like, I can't believe I did this to myself. I can't believe I was that stupid. And you put your arm around them and you say, you can do this too, it's not too late. But they say, I've tried diets many times, but I can't do it. And you explain that this is not a diet. This is making a decision to live a healthy life. This is about making a decision to look after yourself. This is not depriving yourself. This is about freeing yourself. And they seem to understand, and they can see how happy you are. And they can see how much better your life is. And they see how well you look. And they see how fit you are. And they see how much energy you have. And you hope they understand because you have to go now. Your holiday is over. And you go back home and you've had a great time. And about a year later, you're walking down the street and someone comes up behind you and gives you a big hug. And you look around and you see your friend from your holidays, and they thank you for helping them. You say, "I have helped you, but you did it yourself." And they say, "I know, but once you explained to me, it was so easy. I knew from that moment that there was nothing junk food or eating too much could do for me, only cause me pain. I was expecting to miss overeating or junk food, but it never happened. It was like when I was told that there was no such thing as Santa Claus. I could never go back and believe that he existed again. It was the same with food. Once I saw the change you made, I knew that all living an unhealthy life could do for me was cause me pain." And you smile because you know that it was exactly the same for you. And you go for a meal and order wonderful, healthy and tasty food. And you see some people stuffing their face and you both feel sorry for them, spending their lives trying to fill an emptiness and never getting there. And now as you drift deeper and deeper down, further into relaxation, you know that deep down in your subconscious mind, that from now on you are preparing your mind for losing weight, and you will continue to lose weight and maintain that weight loss for as long as you desire. And you know that if you lose 2 to 3 pounds per week, that after 14 weeks, you will have lost 2 to 3 stone. And just consider this. What changes in your lifestyle do you need to make to achieve this? Is it smaller portion sizes, eating healthier food, exercising more, or a combination of all of the above? And when you have follow-on sessions, we will guide you to a very relaxed state. And we will together change any beliefs, feelings or habits that you want changed. Now some people want to change their beliefs and feelings that they have towards junk food. For others, they want to work on their portion size or their motivation to exercise or on comfort eating. And whatever changes you want to make, we will work together to ensure your success. And I look forward to discussing with you how I can support you to make the changes you need for yourself. Now, if this is your normal sleep time, you can ignore the following suggestions and drift off into a peaceful, natural sleep, awakening at your normal time, feeling rested and refreshed and looking forward to the day ahead. However, if this is not your normal sleep time, I'm going to emerge you and I'll count from 1 up to 3. And on the count of 3, your eyes will open and you'll feel like you've had a great rest, feeling relaxed, calm and at peace. So number 1 now. Slowly coming back to normal awareness, feeling relaxed, rejuvenated, and looking forward to the rest of your day. And number 2 now, feeling your eyes clearing like they've been bathed in a cool mountain spring. And number 3 now, feeling good in every way, opening your eyes, feeling alert and refreshed.